Hello, welcome to our fourth and last episode.
Today's episode, we will be talking about how the British took over the evil people.
Your host for this podcast is Carissa and
Esmeralda. We have invited two special guests here with us, Okonkwo and Mr. Smith, to give us their point of view and explain to us what happened during the British colonization.
Something I have been wondering is how did this start? I mean, what were the things that the British did that might have changed the evil culture beliefs? Can you tell us of any incidents that happened?
Yeah, one of the things was an incident with Osu.
Who's Osu?
Not who, but what. We believe in Osu is a person dedicated to a god, a thing set apart, in other words, an outcast.
The two outcasts shaved off their hair, and soon they were the strongest adherents of the new faith. Nearly all those Osu and Mabanta followed their example.
Why did you say the white man is clever?
Although we don't agree with our beliefs, he won over our brothers and our clan didn't act like one.
What was a culture that you changed and that you caused it to change?
The value we changed was the Igbo religion, and we did it because we didn't believe in the belief. Igbo people put twins in the forest, and we accepted the twins.
If it was written by a white man, then it would give the British point of view, and it would make the Igbo people look bad, because it wouldn't give the Igbo people culture or their point of view.
I think Okonkwo killed himself because he would rather kill himself than be killed by a white man's hand. It symbolizes colonization because it proves that the white man took over their area.
So, listeners, please think about how the Christians treated evil people on their own land.